BlogTalkZone.com.
Mike Northwebio Productions presents Barely Legal, featuring former Chicago Bear Robin Earle and Mike's guy, attorney David Spada, talking NFL football and legal issues in the NFL. Whoa.
Oh, yeah! All right, everybody. Good morning. It is TGIF, and we are streaming to you from Morton Grove, Illinois. But more importantly, this is the weekend before one of the best days on the calendar, and that's St. Paddy's Day. And, of course, the reason it's an important day is my birthday is the following day on the 18th.
Happy birthday, Robin, on Wednesday.
Yeah, this is the Barely Legal Show, and I'm Robin Earle, former fullback and tight end for your Chicago Bears. And alongside me is my awesome partner, David Spada, attorney at law, and we are pleased to be joined in studio today, no less than another Dago, Jerry Lorenzi, longtime friend of Mr. Spada's and business associate.
Honored to be here.
Yeah, we have scheduled several guests today, and we are looking forward to. And, of course, we are brought to you each week by the Mike Northwebio Productions, Next Step Medical Group, Stewart's Coffee, and the Liberty Chicago WiMAX team. And I can't overemphasize that Liberty International is the only digital phone service in the world where you can have both your home and mobile phone service for only $24.95 a month, and that's without tax or contracts to sign. And when you refer three customers to your phone service, it's absolutely free for life. And a big salute goes out to Dave Olson, our guy behind the glass, who's bringing it every week, and we're going to keep him very busy, David. And
who keeps him busier, us or his little baby at home?
Yeah. Is that baby sleeping through the night yet, David?
Absolutely not.
No, oh, absolutely not. Is that what he said?
He said absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Hey, we have got a lot on the slate today. Not only do we got March Madness, and we've got a lot of Notre Dame talk today, and of course, Pinella announced the first three pitchers, starting pitchers for the season, all that good stuff.
Surprise, surprise. Imbrano's the number one again.
Yeah, but you know what? Let's welcome in our guest, Jerry, and... you know, it's the first time I had a chance to meet you when we first came in the studio today.
Right.
How's it going, man?
Everything's good. Staying busy. Got my hands in on a few things, but just happy to be here with you guys today.
Yeah, you know what? We were just chit-chatting a little bit. We're talking about that entrepreneur spirit, you know. And of course, we always, my philosophy is more streams of income, baby. That's what it's all about.
Robin's a guy from Show Me the Money.
Show Me the Money, baby.
Jerry Maguire. Jerry's got his hand in everything. I mean, he was a Division I ball player, Valpo, loan officer at Countrywide. He's a rock star. He's promoting.
The funny thing is, for the last 3 years, we really haven't been too cool as bankers. People have blamed just about everything on us and personally. So now it's actually a time that we're actually helping everybody out. So we're cool once again. So we're happy to be where we're at right now, but moving forward, who the heck knows?
Yeah, you know, just go to this banking thing 1 second. You know, big business and I don't get along very well.
Right.
Because I really think corporate America screws 98% of the people out there.
Like the Bears?
Like Bears. But I just got a clip on the 10 o'clock news last night talking about, and you know about all this bailout money and so forth. Now that the banks have received some of these funds, now they're having the leak, now they have the money to go to these attorneys to start foreclosing on these people. Is this true? What's the story about this, Jerry? I don't mean to put you in the hot seat this morning.
That's way bigger than Jerry Lorenzi, and I don't know where to even begin on that. Really, there's so many changes going on from upstairs that it takes so long to come down to us that we don't really know exactly. Until it's in black and white in front of our face, we have no idea what's going on and what we can offer, you know, the end users here.
Right.
So you hear things, Obama, you hear things from the big banks. We're going through a monster merger with Countrywide and Bank of America now, which is monumental. And it's
big time.
It's just you don't know what to expect until you see it in black and white. And, yeah, I would agree with you. The big businesses, it sometimes doesn't make sense.
Yeah. You know, we are streaming live here, and by the way, that you know, some of you are in your cubicles bored to death because you do work for corporate America. Our phone number here is 888-GO-FOR-IT. That's F-O-R-I-T. That's 888-463-6748. And, you know, we just want to have fun today. We're going to talk a lot of different things and so forth. And I'm glad Jerry's in studio to bring some more. You know, it seems like when there's, you know, I've always believed that threesomes are always better than a twosome.
Three's company, what, four's a crowd?
Yeah, yeah, hard to say, but I think we got somebody on the line here.
We do. We got Paul Berrettini, a good friend of Jerry's, a Notre Dame graduate. He produces a syndicated Notre Dame football show with former Notre Dame star Derek Mays, and I think he's in a couple other businesses. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing great. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Good. What's up, Paulie?
Paulie, what's this Notre Dame show you do? Could you give me a little information on this?
Well, basically, it's called Irish Weekly, and we, you know, obviously Notre Dame football is so well respected and thought of around the country, and we obviously want to highlight that, but we have so many other things that happen around a game weekend and things that maybe don't necessarily get exposed or get shown to everybody. You know, you see it on NBC, all the home games are broadcast on NBC, but some of the things that are around it are what make the weekend truly special and the part that we as alumni really cherish. So we try to highlight the game and show segments and things of what's happened at the game, but we show the things around it. So the pep rally the night before the game, Friday night, they have it in the basketball arena. It's a packed crowd. They always have a prominent speaker, whether it's somebody from Notre Dame world like Joe Montana, Tim Brown, or they have celebrities from around the world who come out of the woodwork, and we find out that they are lifelong Notre Dame fans and no one ever knew. People like Martin Sheen, they've had Tommy Hilfiger, there's a whole bunch of just the Notre Dame base doesn't just include the alumni.
Or Rudy.
Rudy, there you go.
Joliet Catholic.
Exactly. And Rudy has gone with that story and made a great living with that.
And he's sticking by it.
How much of that is true?
I think it's conceptually Hollywood true.
Hollywood true.
It sold a lot of movies and made him famous.
Hey, Paul, let me give you...
Derek and I were at school, that movie was being filmed, and we have kind of an interesting perspective on it because, you know, as college students, it was basically a film crew that was an inconvenience on our campus. You know, none of us knew that the movie was going to even be made, really, let alone become as big as it's been and be as influential as it's been. And so... And Derek's in California. He lives in Los Angeles, so he may be around here at some point in time. But I'll tell you this part of the story because it's an interesting perspective. They actually filmed that movie during a game at halftime of one of Derek's games. And so in the crowd, I was sitting in the crowd watching it, and all of a sudden, you know, halftime comes, and then Notre Dame comes back out, but it's not the team that was just playing. It's the 1970s version of Notre Dame. and they're coming out to play a different team that Notre Dame wasn't playing that day.
Georgia Tech.
Exactly. And so everybody is like, what in the world is going on here? And, wow. Of course, they just reenacted a play several times, and then...
They filmed everything within about, 15-minute period or so?
Well, it was longer than that because Derek's side of it is with Coach Holtz in the locker room, and again, nobody knowing what's going on, but they delayed them in the locker room for another, like an extra 15 minutes. Mm. And apparently Coach Holtz didn't have a lot of faith in the movie, didn't know a lot about the movie, and really didn't care about the movie at that point in time.
Well, I can imagine.
All he was upset was that, suppose he had a few choice words, because to him, all that mattered was his team was being inconvenienced, and that is not a thing that he deals with very well.
You know, my morning hero in the morning is Mike Golic on Mike and Mike in the Morning. All right. Yes. Is it true that he comes to every home game, every pep rally?
That Mike does?
Mike Golic, yeah.
I see him all the time. I would be not surprised by that statement. I would say that's accurate.
His kids playing or not?
He could be in Connecticut on Friday midday, and he could be in South Bend that evening.
Now, I believe that he's got a incoming freshman son. That's
he's got a current freshman.
Current
and
freshman
and one that's coming.
And another one's coming.
Did those kids have any choice but Notre Dame?
I don't think so. No. He brought them here when they were young and little, and when I say young and little, they were both monsters at And I think he said that they kind of had some choice, but the very first day that they could make any kind of commitment, they both committed to Notre Dame.
Well, they came out of the Noom with an Irish dance, didn't they?
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously Mike's older brother was probably the more successful football player.
Bob,
he was an All-American at Notre Dame. Somebody just told me recently, I didn't know he was also an All-American wrestler at Notre Dame.
Yes.
And he was on Saved by the Bell to college years.
Exactly.
Yeah, I played against Bob, and I would say that Bob was probably the finer athlete, Mike played 9 years, for crying out loud. That's the same amount of time I played, and you can never dish anybody that could put 9 years of pro football
You guys both played for Buddy Ryan, so you got to be tough.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to worry about it. I didn't play for Buddy because I was on offense, but he was my next door neighbor for 7 years, and that was rough enough.
Wow.
So what else are you doing, Paul? You got a little side business?
Well, so what it's really become what we do, and we've kind of wrapped everything in it. So Derek and I were classmates at Notre Dame. Derek was the captain of the football team, was All-American, Notre Dame's all-time leading receiver. And when Derek's introducing the two of us, he'll mention that I was the vice president of our class, to which I say, guess what one of those things gets you more dates, the captain of the football team
or the vice president.
President of a class. Yeah, it's hands down.
It's pretty true that these guys share the same brain, and you won't be able to tell the difference of them speaking on the phone or over a microphone. You'll be like, oh, are you talking to Derek or Paulie here?
No kidding.
There's obvious differences between us, but I say the best way to tell us apart is that Derek's left-handed.
Who gets more women, Paul? You, Derek, or Jerry?
Oh, Jerry, no question.
Well, he comes dressed in with this metallic-looking T-shirt and his blue jeans, and I haven't seen a pair of tennis shoes. What are those, like PF Flyers?
Oh, these are old-time Chucks there.
Old-time Chucks. Yep.
I don't know how much you guys know of Jerry's whole history, but I describe Jerry, and I joke him about it, but I truly mean it as well, is Jerry is a true Renaissance man. He's one of the best athletes that any of us know. He's one of the best artists that any of us know. He's a musician. I'll just say he's a musician. I won't put him at the top of the musician list.
I'd agree.
He's able to do everything and do it so well that he really is an amazing talent overall. I don't know how people get that many skills.
I feel you, man.
And he's getting married
right back at you.
Are you really? You getting married?
Getting
tied
married
the knot.
In May.
May what?
May 9th.
May 9th. That's right around Mother's Day, isn't it? The Saturday before Mother's Day?
Yes, it is.
Yeah,
yes.
See, Mother's Day is a big day in our house. I have three children born on Mother's Day.
Are you kidding?
Unbelievable.
Get out of here.
Yeah,
holy.
Two sons and a daughter, and the two boys are both May 8th. Now, there's always that little joke, David. I think I've told you this before. They always say, well, okay, go back 9 months. Well, that 9 months was in August, right? And you start thinking about, okay, if you're locked up in training camp with a bunch of smelly, stinky guys for 6 days.
What are you thinking about?
So you get one night out a week, a Saturday night, say, Mama, I'm home. Oh, goodness gracious.
Oh, my
God.
Great. Anyway, are we getting a signal over there?
We're getting a signal.
Getting a signal. We got a rep for a break. So let's take a 2-minute shot here and come back and stay with us.
Attention employers of medical professionals and medical professionals looking for new employment opportunities. Do you ever think about how much time and money you spend searching for the perfect candidate to add to your medical team? Do you ever wonder what other career opportunities are out there for you, but you're too exhausted at the end of your day to look? then you need to contact Next Step Medical Staffing. At Next Step, the medical professional can count on us to alleviate the stress of searching for a new job. And for all your employment managers, we ensure we provide you with the most qualified candidate to meet your medical staffing need. We assist our clients and medical professionals to fill staffing needs in the areas of nursing, allied health, physician, clinical research, psychiatric, and federal staffing services. Call 1-877-6-NEXT-STEP or find us on the web at nmsstaffing.com. Let our professional staff show you we are your next step in solving your medical staffing and career needs.
Need sound legal advice? If you've been injured at work, in a car accident, or on the job, or received a traffic ticket, then call me, Attorney David Spada. Don't get taken advantage of. Don't represent yourself. Ensure your rights are protected. Call me, David Spada, at 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. You can also download my sports and legal show, Barely Legal, with former pro football player Robin Earl on TalkZone.com.
When you hear a police siren, what are the first words out of your mouth? Well, it should be to call an attorney you can trust. My guy! Attorney David Spada. Going to court without an experienced traffic attorney could result in a conviction, loss or suspension of your driver's license, traffic school, increased insurance rates, or even jail. I wouldn't want any of these, and you shouldn't either. Don't screw up by not calling David Spada. Call David now. 847-729-COMP. That's 847-729-2667. Or visit northtonorth.com to see the reduced rates David Spada is offering.
Make us a favorite button on your browser.
It's sending a transmission of some kind.
TalkZone.com, your first choice for talk on the internet.